Module 3, the selection process. Many companies gloss over the selection process. They schedule a few interviews and pick the least objectionable candidate. The selection process, however, will help find the best match for your organization when you take the time to do it correctly. Selecting candidates who meet the needs of your company will help build a functional company culture and increase profitability. Job analysis and descriptions. Conducting a job analysis and creating a job description is the first step in the selection process. A job analysis is done for different reasons. Besides the selection process, it determines the training, needed compensation, and how to review performance. Analysis is done through interviews, checklists, observation, work logs, and questionnaires. What is analyzed? Requirements. As covered in the previous module, requirements involve knowledge, talent, and skill sets. Tasks. How frequently tasks will be performed, company standards, physical ability, and the skill levels necessary to perform tasks are included. Equipment. The tools and equipment necessary to complete tasks. This includes special clothing. Work environment. Determine if it is hazardous, industrial, office, etc. Associations. Describe necessary relationships inside and outside the organization. Once a position is analyzed, the information is used to create a job description. The description should also include the job title and the department the position falls under. The approach. The selection approach will vary for each organization. There are, however, a few basic steps that each company needs to take when approaching the selection process. Once the job description is complete, you need to develop selection criteria, manage the criteria, and implement the process. Selection criteria can include, but is not limited to, requirements, talent, attitude, teachability, schedule, flexibility, social skills. Managing the selection criteria is the way you determine whether or not candidates meet the selection criteria. There are different methods to manage the criteria. The size, function, and staff of each organization will determine the methods used. Managing selection criteria can include, but is not limited to, interviews, aptitude tests, psychological tests, assessments. The recruitment interview. The recruitment manager or an HR employee typically conducts the recruitment interview. Recruitment interviews are not in-depth like hiring interviews. They help find the best candidates to move forward in the interview process. These are typically short interviews that only last 10 to 15 minutes, so it is important to focus on the selection criteria. You should also find out about plans for the future and ask a few unexpected questions to determine how well someone handles surprises. Testing. Testing can be a valuable tool in the selection process. Companies need to be careful, however, to make sure that the tests do not violate ADA or EEOC regulations. It is wise to research the test to make sure it is reliable and valid, and consult a lawyer before implementing any testing method. Examples of tests: physical tests, psychological tests, cognitive tests, personality tests, English proficiency. Case study. A local coffee shop began losing customers due to poor service. Because of the low labor budget, the owner of the company felt that he was stuck with low-performing employees and did little to recruit better candidates. With the loss of business, however, he chose to alter his selection process. After creating an in-depth job analysis and selection criteria, he was able to weed out candidates who were not interested in serving the customers. After a year, profits increased 20% and customer satisfaction improved.